This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, it is the Monday program, Monday get-together, April the 16th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, updating some of the trending stories. Jen, what do we have that's piquing your interest and lots of other folks around the country?
There's just so much. I just don't even know where to begin. All right. Well, let's start with James Comey. He had his one-hour special with George Clintonopoulos last night. I mean, Stephanopoulos last night.
Fire and fury on Trump. Yay!
And in it, I don't know. There's just a whole lot of bluster that's going on. James Comey basically said he didn't vote in the presidential election. His wife and his kids voted for Hillary Clinton, and they marched against Donald Trump. He thinks that Trump is of above-average intelligence, that he is not crazy, he tracks well, but that he is morally unfit to be president. When asked if he should be impeached, James Comey said no, he should not be impeached, but people should vote him out of office. He also acknowledged that even though the FBI director should not be political, he said that he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. And so that's why he announced that he was investigating Uma Abedin and the laptop, because had he not, and Hillary Clinton would have won, he thought it would have given fodder to the other side to call her unfit for office.
So both sides don't like him, in other words.
Hmm. Pretty much. Or maybe he would just, you know, it seems to me that he thinks he is the moral policeman of the planet and that he gets to decide when it's appropriate for an FBI director to act politically. I don't know. I kind of wanted to read the book, A Higher Loyalty, which is out tomorrow. Hmm. But after seeing this, I don't really know if I need to.
What is his higher loyalty?
He's the moral police. You didn't get the memo? He just told you yesterday, the George Stephanopoulos interview. He's the one that gets to decide what goes on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little smug.
So, there you go. That's James Comey. Now, I think maybe far more important, if we really want to be honest, is that the United States, France, and the United Kingdom launched an airstrike on Syria on Friday about 6:30 West Coast time. On Friday evening, President Trump announced that missiles were striking Syria, and they did. They were targeting the facilities that make the chemicals that Bashar al-Assad is using against his own people. Mm-hmm. And from all accounts, they did a pretty good job of destroying it. Also over the weekend, and this is going to be kind of an interesting piece of conversation this week, Emmanuel Macron, who is the president of France, said that he convinced Trump over the weekend that troops should stay in Syria. President Trump just about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago said he'd like to start to withdraw our troops from the area. Macron has convinced him that they should stay. So we'll see if we hear from the president as to if that is true or not this week.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have a pretty good relationship. I don't think that Macron would make that up. I think that was probably a very real conversation.
So do relations like that, Victoria, make Trump more credible? How does that sit? The relationship with Macron seems to be pretty positive. Does that give Trump credibility? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Everybody wants to take a shot at him because he seems to like Putin. Whether he does or he doesn't, it makes for a good headline. So is it important that he like Emmanuel Macron as well?
I don't think it really matters who he likes or who he doesn't like. I think it's a matter of, are we getting along with our allies, and is he able to work together? And if he and France work together well, then great. If we all seem to have a common goal, and Syria is out of control. So I don't really think it affects. You mean his popularity, or like how people view him? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Whether
that, saying, do you give him points? Saying. Since you're not a Trump person, do you give him points for having a relationship?
No, I expect him to do that. That's his job. He doesn't get any likability points from me on that. That's part of the job. So do your job.
I watched the movie Beirut over the weekend. I went to the movies and saw it. It was a typical spy movie, but I was thinking about Syria as I watched the movie and how Beirut was destroyed pretty much in the 1980s as a result of lots of malfeasance, the same sort of thing that's going on there now. And when I see that the mission was more or less accomplished, as Jennifer said, getting into the heart of the chemical weapons program and destroying it, the Russians condemning it, okay, so what else do you expect is going to happen out of it? It just seems we cannot get to the heart of what the problem is. We know what the problem is. We know how to fix it in the Middle East. We just can't fix it.
But that's been going on for 1,000 years.
2,000 years.
It won't be fixed unless the people in the Middle East want to fix it themselves.
So then why do we get ourselves involved? Thank you.
Oil.
You went right down the hole that I was creating. Why do we need to? Why are we there? Why do we mess around? Is it just oil? There's no oil in Syria.
Well, that's why you're seeing the debate, because people don't know if we do want regime change. As much as nobody likes Bashar al-Assad, what has happened when we've gone for regime change, like with Saddam Hussein, when he was knocked out, is that Iran was able to strengthen and take a huge stronghold, and they have gotten much stronger because we went into Iraq. And so yeah. I think a lot of people, there's a huge division in the country when you think about what we should do. I think there are a lot of people who agree that we should be hawkish of Assad, and if he's using chemical weapons, he's violating every regulation and every rule set forth by the world community, by the United Nations, and he should be punished. Mm-hmm. But do you want to go in there? That's why no one attacked where he is. No one attacked his castle or where the heck, you know, his home, whatever he's got there, because nobody wants to see him go. We just don't want to see him gassing his own people. And so what you have to do is put pressure on Russia and Iran and China and tell them to stop propping this guy up. Let him, he can lead, but let him not be gassing his own people. There are just so many factions at play in this particular region. It's really confusing.
Continuing with what you need to know, Barbara Bush says she will not seek any more medical treatment. She has COPD, emphysema, based on her lifelong smoking habit. She's 92 years old. She says, all I want to be is comfortable, and whatever is going on is going to go on. COPD usually leads to congestive heart failure, which is something else that she has under oxygen. You can't breathe. My mother died of it. You suffocate. That's basically
drowning, basically,
yeah,
in your lungs.
Drowning your own
just
pus in your lungs.
So my grandmother went, too.
Yep. Yeah, it's horrible. So, but she's a tough old bird, man. She'll hang around longer than most would with it.
There's one more story trending today, too.
Yes,
obviously,
Jennifer.
We don't want to give short shrift to Barbara Bush, who I think is a gem, a national treasure, to be sure. She's contributed a lot to our culture. But there is a controversy brewing, pardon the pun, around Starbucks. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
No.
So there are calls for a boycott of Starbucks after police were filmed arresting two black men waiting for a friend in a Starbucks in Philadelphia. If you look right now on Twitter, there's a boycott Starbucks trending hashtag where people accused the chain's employees of racially profiling the man and then criticized police for arresting them when they refused to leave. This has a lot of people up in arms about this, and a lot of people on the left specifically are now saying that there needs to be a call on Starbucks, that there needs to be a boycott, and I'm sure that's going to play out this week.
I heard some buzz about that, but I wasn't really sure. I didn't read much beyond the headline, but I wasn't sure what that was about. But, wow.
Starbucks tried to apologize, but that doesn't seem to be sitting very well with their customers.
Today is the Boston Marathon, the fifth year anniversary of the bombing of the Boston Marathon. News media has made a big to-do out of that here in Boston. The weather is about as bad as I can ever remember. I drove the pace car for 6 years back in the 80s, actually the 70s and the 80s, and when I was doing a program here in Boston, and I was trying to think whether I remember.
You need to leave out the pace car and tell people you did the Boston Marathon 6 times.
Okay.
Yeah, I completed the Boston Marathon.
Yay, I did! 6 times. So the weather today is so bad, I don't remember it ever being this bad. For it's 30, just barely freezing here at the moment, and be lucky to get into the 40, 41 degree range by the time the race is run. And these people have no clothes on. Literally,
so they're running
no
in,
clothes.
In, do you have torrential downpours? Because that's what I've got right now.
It's raining pretty hard now. Yeah, it's pretty hard. Yeah. It's been raining through the night.
Can't train for that. That's hard.
No, you can't. It's really, oh, my God. So it'll be interesting to see if their times are affected. They have to be.
Yeah, you have to be.
The weather conditions. The wind.
Although, you know, technically, when it's raining, if you know anything about, you know, cars and engines, which I know you do, people, including our lungs, work better when it's raining because there's more oxygen in the air. So they might actually have maybe a faster time. You never know.
Well, we'll find out this time tomorrow. Meanwhile, with regard to the weather, those horrific hurricanes from last year, remember the names? Harvey, Irma, Maria.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people died, $200 billion in damages, misery, hardship to all the areas of America that were affected. Those names will never, ever be used again, according to the World Meteorological Organization.
Hmm.
Hurricane Committee says, nope, no more Harveys, no more Irmas, no more Marias, because they were so bad. Category 4, Harvey killed 68 people in Texas. All that rain that was, remember, Houston was shut down for what seemed like weeks. Costliest hurricane in the history beyond Katrina, about the same, I guess, as Katrina. And Irma went through the Caribbean. Maria went through the Dominican Republic. So
Maria just leveled so much of
Puerto Rico. Still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Our shelter just got the power back on after 187 days.
Yeah. Yep. Tough stuff.
Crazy.
All right, food for thought anyway, as we think about the weather, we want springtime. Spring, please! We've ordered up spring. Where is it? The idea that springtime brings out the best in us, we want to look our best, feel our best. How's your smile? You got a white smile? It's very important to have a nice, bright smile all of the year, but seems more important at this time of year for whatever the reason, because, again, we want to look our best at this time of year. A lot of people, I've used whitening stripes, I'll tell you. I keep saying stripes, and it's strips, but stripes. Whitening strips and those trays, awful. They numb your gums, and it's a horrible taste you get left in your mouth after it's all over. When, in fact, with power swabs, in 5 minutes, the solution is the same. And it's much less costly. It's much less toxic. This is all natural patented tooth detergent whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. Power swabs. Have you bought them yet? Are you using them yet? Work in 5 minutes. You just snap it's a little tube. You snap it, and there's a cotton swab like a Q-tip inside, and it has all the material on it. You dab it on your teeth, and bingo, your smile in 5 minutes looks much, much better. So if you drink a lot of coffee or tea, if you smoke too much, whatever it is, drink wine, you need power swabs, and you can get them right now by dialing 800-208-1797. That's the only way you can buy them. You can't buy them in the stores. Tell them you heard about it on the DJB show. You get 50% off the retail price. Power swabs for the cleanest, brightest, whitest smile. And continuing to use power swabs ensures your teeth stay the white way you want them to be. 800-208-1797. Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints. Calitrend. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitrend?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitrend that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitrend. 833-867-5677 or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off when you use the code DJV.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three after the hour now, the DJ D Show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, celebrating New Music Monday. Before we get there, though, we celebrate the reunion that took place this past weekend at Coachella with Destiny's Child getting together. Do we think this was cool, ladies?
Absolutely. This was a huge viral moment. They streamed the whole concert on YouTube.
Yeah.
Adele posted videos of herself watching TV dancing.
As Chance the Rapper put it, I just saw the greatest show to ever happen.
Well, that was the funny thing. So I follow Beyonce on Instagram, but every other celebrity I follow who was at Coachella was freaking out about this.
Yeah.
Like professional singers, everyone was in
excited.
Awe.
Yeah. Good. That's nice. Nice moment. So Beyonce and Destiny's Children and all that stuff. Not just the show, Destiny's Children. That's the build-up after Destiny's Child. Okay, 25 past the hour. This is a tradition on this program. Every Monday, we spend a few minutes introducing you to some new music. So on New Music Monday today, we have three songs as usual, and a new one from a group called Zayn. I don't know this group. Let me. This is the second album for him. It's a hymn.
Yes.
Zayn, what's his story? He was in One Direction.
Zayn Malik, yeah. He was in One Direction.
Oh,
okay. He was the first guy who left the group while they were still together.
Yeah.
And then, but he's had some really good breakout success. This will be coming up for his sophomore album.
So this sounds like the usual R&B sort of thing. You like this, Kara?
Yeah, I like it okay. I'm more into R&B than the pop that One Direction did, so I tend to like a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, this stuff kind of flat for me anyway. All right, let's see what else we have. Next tune for New Music Monday is from Juliana Hatfield, called Make a Move on Me, from the new album Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John. Okay, let's see what we got here. I like this. Yeah, I like this. I like pop music. I've always liked Olivia Newton-John. Now, what do we know about this young lady?
Well, Juliana Hatfield's been from the 90s. She was
really?
An alternative rock singer. She's super cool. I've always liked her. And it's a bizarre mix for her to cover all Olivia Newton-John songs, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
She does I Honestly Love You and does her own spin on it. She does
really?
Physical, Xanadu, all the big hits.
Wow.
It's
that
actually really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
She adds an edge to... I always think Olivia Newton-John songs are kind of dorky, so she adds some edge to them.
They were pretty floppy, that's for sure. Dorky, I don't know.
Sappy and
though.
Dorky.
Yeah. The kind of stuff that I like.
She has a grit to it.
You've just described my musical tastes.
I know.
Dorky and sappy. All right, so here we go with something I think you'll like. These people are fabulous. The group is Pentatonix. The song is called Attention from the new album PTX Presents Top Pop Volume 1. I listen to this stuff all day long. All right, so Zane, you can have Juliana Hatfield. I kind of like, actually, I quite like it. This I really like. You want my, if this is American Idol on the radio or Dougie's Idol or whatever. So
it does still amaze me that they're all just acoustic.
Yeah.
They really are incredible, Pentatonix.
It sounds like they're making musical instrument sounds.
Right.
Yeah. Very. I'm trying to remember. Are they all black?
No, only one of them is.
Really?
The guy who does the percussion.
Huh.
Yeah, but you know, my roommate is in an a cappella group, and they actually did this song. It's a Charlie Puth song, Attention. And they did a really good job, but it's amazing to hear the professionals and how they're able to. They really sound like they're playing instruments. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. And you know what else, Kara? Now we have so much technology in these recording studios, they can do a lot with that as well.
Yeah.
To underscore or make it sound, especially in the mix. So, good. That's nice work. Pentatonix, Attention from the new album PTX Presents. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
In today's automotive news at Ford headquarters in Detroit, the company said being frozen in the past is a death sentence. Ford have some big plans for the next 3 years. They will produce new trucks, new performance vehicles, new SUVs, and build new plants for hybrid SUVs. Every Ford of the future will have 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Ford will introduce 4 new nameplates and reduce the model cycle from 6 years to 3.3 years. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
At Caltrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrin can help you today at toploss.com or call 8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786 and 421-18.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now on the Monday program. It's April 16th on the radio with Doug, Jen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here with me in this half hour of the program. A focus on the eggs in your refrigerator. This is from the Danger Will Robinson Department. 207 million eggs in 9 different states recalled because of a problem with salmonella. Farm in Indiana recalling 200 million eggs. One farm responsible. This is the problem with corporate farming. Roseacre Farms recalling 206,749,248 eggs because of contamination with salmonella. 22 illnesses reported that seem to thread back to the eggs. sold through retail stores and restaurants. Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia. Country Daybreak Eggs, Colburn Farms Eggs, Crystal Farms Eggs, Sunshine Farms Eggs, Glenview Farm, eggs sold at Food Lion stores. Salmonella, if you're not familiar with it, causes serious, and sometimes they even can kill you, infections in your intestine. If you've got a weak immune system, young children, older people, these are the people that be most affected by this. And salmonella gets into milk, poultry, meat. It gets into the water. And once it gets into your intestinal tract, it does what this spring flu has done. It attacks your system, and you throw up, you get diarrhea, it's a mess. So, anyway, you've got fever, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain. It could be connected to salmonella. Other things, you hear me talking about the big three, listeria, salmonella, E. coli. There's an outbreak of E. coli this weekend as well. Back to store packaged lettuce, spinach. In this case, it's mostly store-bought chopped romaine lettuce. 35 people in different parts of the country have been sickened by this, and they've trailed it back again I just don't understand it, folks. I don't know why you buy that stuff in packages. It becomes a breeding ground for this. I know you have. I have too.
Yeah, it's the convenience factor, especially, you know, if you're running through the supermarket and you don't want to go home and wash lettuce and chop it up and make a salad, it's so convenient to just have those packaged salads already ready to go.
Yeah, well,
I know it's not great.
It isn't really, and it's getting worse because they do things, these huge farms. It's not farming anymore. It's just like a factory.
Yeah.
There's no nutritional value, the crap, the way they grow it. It really is. So, and here's another example of what we are faced with in our food chain. Strawberries, if you haven't heard the story of the Dirty Dozen fruits and vegetables, strawberries tops the list. The dirtiest fruits and vegetables. Every year for the past dozen years or so, this group, the Environmental Working Group, has put together the fruits that are most contaminated by pesticides. So this is sort of a shopper's guide to you in the pesticide department. Spinach is the second dirtiest of them all. Nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, potatoes.
These are all non-organic. That's why, yeah, that's because the
pesticide residue
is separate. Yeah.
I think I told you, I'm not sure whether I did or not, I put two and two together. When I had I spend a week or so a year going around the country to my various doctors. I'm fortunate that I have relationships, friends with doctors from different facets of specialization, and I go from Dr. Ken in Florida for heart and cardiological tests to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's out in Salt Lake City, and I get a certain focus on homeopathic studies of various things going on in my body. I have a brain specialist that I see in Denver, and then I have my own local people here in Boston that I use for physicals. And anyway, the bottom line is that when I was tested this year, I was shown to have an increased amount of the chemical that's in Monsanto's spray for Roundup. And I'd never had it tested before, but it comes from, even if you wash the fruit, and I think that's the point Victoria's trying to make here, even if you are buying non-organic fruit and you think you wash it, or even vegetables, you wash it, you think you get the stuff off, it grows into the fiber. This is what most people are not grasping. And I don't mean to make this a lecture, but because I am a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I feel a little stronger about this and letting you know how this works. Conventionally grown non-organic produce has this contamination. And even I'm pretty careful. I eat every day. My routine includes strawberries, all kinds of blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, cherries. I have blueberries. I have watermelon, pineapple, and, you know, I can go on through the list of things. Pears I eat every day, an apple I have every day. And it just, you can't get this stuff. You cannot uncontaminate it because they spray it as it's growing. So the spray grows into the fiber of the food. And therefore, even if you wash, you're kidding yourself. If you wash it, and you're not going to be impacted. Now, can you get it out of your system? Am I going to die because I got this stuff in my system? No. But it doesn't do me any good.
Yeah.
And over the long haul, if I wasn't smart about it, and here I am, I'm conscious of it. And I wash the stuff. But now I have gone to completely all, or since that test, you know, I would eat things that weren't necessarily organic, but since I get the results of that test and another one that underscored the same thing, I'm betting every one of you, if you had this test done, would find the same thing to be in your body. So, and this is not, I'm not selling, I'm not being paid, but buying organic stuff, if you can find it, you ought to make sure you buy it. A single sample of strawberries showed 20 pesticides. 20. 98% of strawberries, spinach, peaches, nectarines, cherries, and apples tested positively for at least one pesticide. On average, spinach samples had 1.8 times as much pesticide by weight than anything else grown. So a baker's dozen is actually 13 in the dirty dozen because peppers, hot peppers are in there. I don't know why anybody eats that stuff. I had some calamari at dinner with somebody on Saturday night, and because I like it, and I look for it, but more often than not now, it gets ruined. It's not crispy enough, and there's too much of that damn jalapeno and other stuff in there. Yeah. So, just a word to the wise, I guess. If you're eating any of these things with frequency, you're feeding to your children, be concerned, because pesticides can create a situation in your body where you get chronic health complications, neurodevelopmental things, birth defects if you're ingesting this stuff while you're pregnant, all of that stuff. So, as they say, a word to the wise is sufficient, one would hope. In a moment, a tribute to a broadcaster who had lots and lots of fans. In the meantime, I want to help you, those of you at 43 after the hour who are thinking, but you've heard me talking about getting out of your timeshare, and you want to know what the number is. I get a couple of notes on this. At Doug Steffen is my Twitter handle, by the way, or Doug@DougSteffen.com. You want to get out of your timeshare? You're tired of writing checks every month because you have a mortgage. That's your timeshare may be smaller, obviously, than the mortgage in your house, but you got to pay. Some people pay cash. Some people have a mortgage. Want out? Don't want to go there anymore. Find it too difficult to go. You don't want to go back to the same place all that. I get it. And so does Resort Release. They get it, and they'll get you out of the timeshare hassle. Take it from me. When you're ready to leave the timeshare, make sure you call these guys at 888-277-7245 because they know how to get you out. Legally terminate your timeshare. Permanently out of it. 888-277-7245. What else do I have to tell you? I mean, you want out? Call these guys. That's it. Give you 100% money back guarantee. You can permanently walk away or you don't pay them. That's it. 888-277-7245. Get out of your timeshare. Resort Release, 888-277-7245.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A couple I know was sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 46 after the hour here on the DJV show. One of, I don't know if I'd say my favorite broadcasters, one of the quirkiest guys I ever met. Having done this for as long as I have and been around on the air, I have met pretty much everybody, past and present, and maybe even some of the future stars have come under my purview. And I don't say that other than because we have a close-knit group of people. There are only about 200 good jobs in the country doing what we do here, what I do, what I've done since I was 17 years of age. I started doing talk in 1974. And I remember I was working closely with the guys I worked actually for Pat Robertson's network in Washington at the headquarters of the 1700 Club. Well, whatever they call it, 700 Club. It's on Pennsylvania Avenue, only a couple of blocks down from the White House. And I remember the kid who was the program director at the time who brought me over there from where my first experience was said, I want you to listen to this tape. Tell me what you think of this guy. So he played a tape for me of Art Bell. And I listened to him and I thought, oh, that's kind of kooky, but he's got an interesting voice and it's a good shtick. And it happens that I am a big believer in a lot of the stuff that he did on the air. So, but he wasn't doing that at first. He was doing a political show. The first show he, the first stuff he did with, but he had a very interesting way of telling stories. And I said, that's pretty good. So they put him on the air at this network with Pat Roberts. Then they went, he was taken into a company called the Talk Radio Network. And he developed he had about 60 affiliates, and then that company got paid $4 million to buy him by Premier, the same people that had bought Rush Limbaugh's contract from another outfit, and put a lot of these things together. So Art became a household name, not for a lot of people that are millennials, but Art was around for a long time, and he told stories about ghosts in the afterlife. Here's an example.
With its 200-year history, it's not surprising that the United States Capitol building is the scene of many a ghost story. Clarence Brown, president of the U.S. Capitol Historical Society and a former congressman himself, says over the past two centuries, both the bold and the faint-hearted claim to have seen or heard spirits at the Capitol.
Of course they have.
There's the story of the demon.
There are lots of stories.
Black cat. Reported over the years by
we've got a little time crunch here, but I wanted to acknowledge somebody who was a great broadcaster, someone who was very much iconic and unique, 72 years of age, another toll taken by being a big smoker. So Art Bell's passing, we note, at 10 before the hour here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dead.
No.
Sugar.
No, no, that's the theme to the 1975 movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Doug.
Oh, sounds like The Walking Dead to me. But then, some of the, that movie was about mental illness, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
It was. If you're a Jack Nicholson fan, that was one of his signature roles, winning the Oscar for playing the character of Jack McMurphy in the film. But we play that music because director Milos Forman, who directed that movie, Amadeus, the movie Hair, People vs. Larry Flint, and Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey in 1999, passed away this weekend at the age of 86. Really? Won two Oscars for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus. Both those films swept at the Oscars back in the day. A really good filmmaker who left a pretty impressive body of work.
Yeah.
I want to point that out.
Yeah, that's a name that is recognizable in the league of really good Milos, you pronounce it, Milos. For he was very...
I say Milos, you say Milos, but a pretty good director.
The whole thing off, all right.
And I just want to point out, though, I did go to the season final of The Walking Dead on the big screen, which played on 750 screens nationwide.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, daughter, and about five friends. I had a lot of fun. I thought it was a really interesting experience watching a TV show that I really love with an audience that was about 125 people in 150-seat movie screen here in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, the Cinemark, a local multiplex. I had a lot of fun. I thought it was a really cool experience.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad to hear it. You want to discuss the gossip?
Next year, you got to come. I'm inviting you.
All right. Okay. I'll come down. That'd be nice. I'd like to see you again. I haven't seen you for a long time. John Cena and his soon-to-be wife is now soon-to-be ex-wife before she's even his wife. I want to talk about John Cena and his newfound popularity as a movie star when we continue here on Movie Moments. Chuck is going to give us also the box office totals for the weekend right after this.
At Caltrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrin can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. Chucker, what did well at the box office over the weekend before we do any quick reviews? What's the scorecard?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Rampage, new action movie based on a video game, number one, opened on 4,100 screens, did $34.5 million in business. It's a good opening, not a great opening, but still a solid number. I think
too
worldwide.
Dark. The movie is too dark. It's it looks... The trailer, I like going to see his stuff, but I wouldn't go see that. It looked awful.
Number two, A Quiet Place, the horror film, which was big last week, also big second week in release, 35% drop off week to week. That's excellent, $32 million, $99.6 million, 2 weeks release. That on a budget of $17 million. It's a big profitable movie. Truth or Dare, new horror film, opened to $19 million in its opening weekend. Ready Player One, Spielberg's new movie, which I like a lot, $11 million, $114 million in 3 weeks. And Blockers with John Cena ran out the top five, $10 million over the weekend, $36 million in 2 weeks, which is a good number.
So he and Nikki Bella have split. They were supposed to get married next month. And apparently now he's been everywhere. Is it just his newfound fame? What do the ladies think about that?
He's been cast in numerous movies, so Hollywood evidently thinks he has viability at the box office.
Yeah. Ladies, what do you think? You have viability as a husband?
I don't know. Maybe as a movie star.
Not as a husband. I get it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.